It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So quickly, I want to go back to something I mentioned in the Kanye pod that I didn't really dig deep into, but now the more I think about it, I'm really intrigued by it, and that is the idea of Britney and Kanye fucking. I think this could be the craziest shit ever. Like, it's got potential. Like, think of the craziest thing you've ever seen, craziest movie you've ever seen, where you walked out of a movie and you go, holy shit, I have never experienced anything like that. That was mind-blowingly fucking wild. I want you to think about that, and whatever that is, imagine Britney Spears and Kanye banging it out. And that will be the craziest thing ever, right? Like, you would assume two people who are batshit crazy should just shag like minks, right? Like, that has to be. They have to have the wildest, most, not even necessarily passionate, almost violent level of sex. Like, they'll be fight fucking, like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Like, they'll beat the shit out of each other, but at the end of it, it will be like the greatest euphoric orgasmic delight that either has ever achieved. I was watching some of Britney's Graham stuff. Britney has... Like, I used to be really into her craziness. By the way, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Queen. I used to really be into Britney's craziness, like the videos and the spins and the really dark tans and all of it. I used to really be into it. If you listen to the show in Houston, you know this. I obsessed over it. I loved it. When I first got on the gram, I was like, you know, when Quagmire discovered online porn. I mean, I walked out, my right arm was just all yoked up. My left arm was flaccid and unused. I was so into watching Britney Spears gram videos. Fucking loved them, right? But now it's gotten to the point where she looks crazier, she is crazier, and it's just too, like, it's too fucking crazy. Like, she's scary crazy, right? Like, for a while, it was kind of like, maybe she's not totally crazy, but she's hot crazy, and I bet that the fuckery would be fantastic. Now, I'm not really turned on by her. Maybe it's because I've discovered a whole bunch of other shit on Instagram that turns me on, and I don't need Britney Spears twirling around crazily or posting little hearts over her beeve or her nipples or whatever. I'm just kind of like, I think you're nuts. And I think I was also turned off by the Free Britney movement with her wacko fans. It's like, Kanye's fucking nuts, and we know he's nuts, but there ain't nobody out there that's like, hey, let's help Kanye. He needs our help. People are just like, no, that dude's fucking nuts. Britney, it's like, let's help her and get her away from her dad, and she needs our help, and she's great. No, she's a fucking lunatic. And there's an argument to be made that Britney should be locked up in a cell with Kanye, and they should fuck, and we should be able to watch, like a Truman Show type thing, like a real world crazy fucking is what I want to see. Like Big Brother fucking. That's what I want to see. Camera up like in the rafters of the house, like up in the ceiling, up in the corner, like a nanny cam, through like a voyeuristic nanny cam, like in a teddy bear, and the camera's in the teddy bear's eye and shit. That's what I want to see. Like, that would be entertaining to me, because I think they would have some wild fuckery. Like, it would be like next level, holy shit, what are these people doing? And it kind of goes back to my Britney Spears trailer fantasy, my Britney Spears sex in a trailer fantasy that I've had for many years. But now I'm passing on my Molly Hatchet is playing in the house while Britney is on top of Kanye with an ashtray on his chest, moving to the beat of Flirting with Disaster. My sexual dreams have been, I've gifted this sexual dream to Kanye. And I'd like to see them bang it out and create the craziest child ever. Or actually, I don't know how it works. If two crazy people fuck it out and make a baby, maybe that kid's totally just like straight, like right down the middle, totally not wacky at all. You know, maybe that's the case. I don't know. But I'd like to see this. To me, there have never been two crazier people more destined for fornication than Britney and Yeezus. And I'm here for this union. I'd like to see it. I'm here for this union that I just created, by the way. It's not like anybody's talking about it. It's not like it's got a chance of happening. It's just something that I put in my mind. But I want it to take place in Kentwood, Louisiana, in a trailer. These are my stipulations for my Britney Spears, Kanye, wacky, banging it out fantasy. The crazy fuckfest 09. I'd like it to be in Kentwood in a trailer. And I want there to be a tornado warning, because it makes it even riskier. Like, you know, Yeezus, we shouldn't be in a trailer during a storm like this. We might get blown right over. You say, well, we're going to do it anyway because it's hot this way. It's a rush. That's what I'd be there for. Anyway, random thought that I didn't get to in the previous pod. Sorry.